Harvard graduate students are going on strike today. The union representing more than 4,000 graduate students has called for members to stop work in protest of contract talks that have been ongoing for more than a year. WBUR's Max Larkin from our Edify team has been following the story and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, tell us why the students are striking.
Well, as you said, they've been at the bargaining table for a while, since October of last year, and the two sides are stuck on a few key issues. The first two are probably predictable. Their compensation and benefits. You've got the lowest paid graduate students who are maybe like research assistants, make around $12 an hour, and they don't get any help with dental insurance. That's for everyone in the unit. And then you've got visits to medical specialists and mental health that are sort of capped. And on all of those points, student workers have tended to point to Harvard with its $40 billion endowment and say, you can do better.
On the other side, what's the university say, Max?
They say that endowment number, that big $40 billion number, can be deceiving. Most of that money is directed at particular line items, and most students are funded by individual grants. And, you know, it can be up to a faculty member to budget how much they can afford to pay those students. Harvard has said they're prepared to raise pay on a regular basis for grad student workers. And then you've got the university saying they're mainly worried about a union proposal that doctoral students who make more than the minimum wage and make up the large majority of the unit, they're concerned that the union wants them to draw pay and benefits beyond a maximum of 5 years.
Max, as I understand it, the issues of harassment and discrimination have crept into the contract talks as well, right?
Yeah, Bob, and I think that's the most interesting sticking point here. You've got graduate students saying they want a way to bring cases of harassment or discrimination to a neutral arbitrator, like in the labor process, someone who doesn't work for Harvard. Grad student organizers say they're concerned that the existing system, which takes place entirely within Harvard's walls, might not be able to challenge like a popular and powerful professor who might be harassing students who work for him, for example.
Well, tell us about the case of Jorge Dominguez, which is involved in this.
Yeah, that loomed large. Dominguez was a prominent political scientist, historian on Harvard's government faculty, and despite decades of internal reports that he harassed and assaulted women, often junior women, Dominguez was promoted to an administrative role as vice provost. So I think that's important context here. You also had a recent survey finding that only about 46.5% of Harvard students say they believed that an allegation of sexual misconduct at the school would be investigated fairly by the university.
And how's Harvard University responded to this, Max?
Yeah, I think it's obviously touchy when it comes to harassment. They admit they have work to do to improve their internal processes. But they also say the union's proposal would create an uneven playing field. It would create this sort of secondary system that grad students could use, but that undergrads and faculty couldn't use. In general, Harvard officials didn't want to comment on the record, Bob, but in a statement, a university spokesman, Jonathan Swain, called the strike unwarranted, saying it will, quote, neither clarify our respective positions, nor will it resolve areas of disagreement. And on a website, the university warned non-union faculty not to discourage grad students from striking, but they've also encouraged non-union staff to find ways to fill the gaps that are left by striking workers.
How might the strike today affect the Harvard campus?
Well, you know, grad students make up a surprisingly large part of the academic workforce at lots of American research universities, not just Harvard. And when a strike comes along, you kind of see that come into relief. I spoke to Rachel Sandelow-Ash, who's a union leader and a third-year student at Harvard Law School.
Student workers do a lot of the research that, you know, leads to groundbreaking scientific discoveries and brings in lots of grant money. So student workers will stop doing that work.
And then you've got grad students playing a big part in the teaching force, too. They lead seminars, grade papers, and exams, and they have all kinds of administrative roles behind the scenes. So this strike was, you know, timed very thoughtfully. It begins on the last day of classes, so it'll scramble review sessions, issuing final grades, that kind of thing. And then we'll, you know, in spite of the snow, we'll have to look for a picket. Students and other staff will have a dilemma. Do we want to get in a last-minute review for a difficult class, or do we want to respect that picket line that our fellow students and peers have put up? And I've already heard from some teachers who are planning to move their final sessions of the semester to cafes or to their homes in Cambridge.
Max, let me ask you one last question. Do we have any idea how long the strike might go? What are the grad students saying about that?
Yeah, I guess it's not much of a strike if you have an end date announced. So they're saying it's indefinite. We will have to keep an eye out. I don't know how long it can last, but they're saying no end in sight just yet.
All right, WBUR's Max Larkin from our Edify team. Max, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.